And after some time, a Deutsche Charger thought of a plan. I will gather hundreds and hundreds of disciples, he thought. The Lord descended to this world to teach devotional service. But when I teach my disciples, I will give no importance to devotional service. When I teach that devotional service is not at all important, the Lord will become angry with me. And then he will grab me by the hair and he will throw me down and punish me. Thinking in this way, a Deutsche Charger became very happy. And accompanied by Haridas Thakur, a Deutsche went to his home in Shantipur. There, day after day, he began lecturing on the book Yoga Vashishta. And he began to teach impersonalism. He taught that Lord Krishna's form isn't the highest aspect of the absolute truth. He taught that the supreme was actually formless impersonalism. A Deutsche Charger would say to his students, without first accepting the philosophy of impersonalism, devotion to Lord Vishnu, Krishna, has no power at all. Impersonalism has all spiritual power. Not understanding the importance of impersonalism, people leave the wealth they have at home and go to the forest. Devotion to Lord Vishnu, he would teach, is a mirror. And impersonal philosophy is a pair of eyes. Devotion to Vishnu is like a mirror. How can a man without eyes look in a mirror? I have studied all the scriptures, a Deutsche Charger would say, from beginning to end. And in this way, I have understood that impersonalism alone, Advaita, Gyan, this is the true teachings of all the scriptures. Haridas Thakur was with Advaita Charja in Shantipur, and he understood Advaita Charja's purpose. And hearing these explanations, Haridas loudly laughed.